much. Item number 6 from the Behavioral Health Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to release funds from the Planning Council for Individual Placement and Support, Supported Employment Services as part of the mental health redesign at the Behavioral Health Division.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. Susan Gottich, I'm the Director of the Community Services Branch. Your familiarity with the individual placement and support model has been brought forward to you in the past by other items that we have discussed. This is a model, just in summarization, that is an evidence-based model that was established by Dartmouth University, in which it places individuals with a severe and persistent mental illness or co-occurring substance use disorder into competitive employment. This model itself is also part of the Mental Health Redesign and Implementation Task Force, as it was a recommendation that was brought forward by the Community Linkages Action Team. In July of just last of this year, BHD released a competitive request for proposal, and this request for proposal was reviewed by and approved by the Community Linkages Action Team to move forward with infrastructure monies to have agencies actually fully integrate the IPS model into their existing business practice. What we had asked for the agencies to actually put forward is how they would be able to not only incorporate IPS in their model of their current service delivery, but how they would also be able to sustain this model, because the monies itself are one-time funding. And so what we did is that we had five applications that were submitted as part of this request for proposal, and the agency that was selected was Milwaukee Mental Health Associates. Milwaukee Mental Health Associates is a provider that has currently providing services for the Behavioral Health Division in a variety of different programs. One is the Community Services Program, Community Support Program, Targeted Case Management Program, and they also are one of our payee agencies. Milwaukee Mental Health Association has proposed to hire 2 part-time employment specialists and also to establish a resource center at their location on 68th and Capitol. But one of the advantages of Milwaukee Mental Health Associates is that they, by already delivering the community support program and targeted case management, can co-enroll their existing clients into CRS or the 1915i benefit. The IPS is a billable benefit in Medicaid, in which it reimburses the employment specialist time. And so we would be able to draw down 60% of federal revenue for the employment specialist time as they continue to provide that type of coaching and consultation to individuals who are interested in seeking competitive employment. The proposed development of a resource center is also something that will be an advantage for the community, as Milwaukee Mental Health Associates is offering to allow that resource center to be opened up to other agencies that actually want to utilize the equipment and also utilize the functions of the resource center for individuals to actually seek employment. So what we are requesting from you is authorization to allow the Planning Council to release the $175,000 that was earmarked for the infrastructure development for the IPS model, specifically to the Milwaukee Mental Health Associates.
Okay. Thank you very much. Supervisor Stemper?
Yeah, I'd like to move approval, but I had a quick question. Are you familiar with the Grand Avenue Club?
I am.
Is this like their program? IPS, is it similar to their program?
It's 2 different programs. What Grand Avenue Club offers is a program that's called transitional employment, and it is actually sheltered work. So the biggest difference is that the IPS model is specifically competitive employment. So they don't consider utilizing a sheltered employment model, because as a person progresses through employment, you know, opportunities, just as all of us have, that actually becomes the transition as you move from one job to the next and you actually learn on the job experience in a competitive work environment.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Schmidt?
Are you allowed to, since we get out of all these contract negotiations now, who, you know, helped make this decision? Were you on it? Was Mr. Kubitschek on it? Was I mean, I know there's no board representation. Correct. We have nothing to say on this, but
correct. And if Mr. Busing is still here, he can also speak to this. We use an independent review panel. And it's usually individuals. What we try and do is ensure that we have racial diversity. We have a certified peer specialist or a person with lived experience that serves on the panel. We have a person that has an expertise in the subject matter that is actually being scored. And we also have a community representative. So it is that independent review panel that follows the protocols for scoring the competitive request for proposals that actually puts forward then an independent score on their own by their own review of the review of the proposal. And then the panel members all come together and they discuss their scores in relationship to how everyone else has scored the request for proposal, and then that is how an application gets its overall total score.
Okay, I appreciate that answer. Are these panelists, are they involved at all, or do they come to the Mental Health Redesign Task Force meetings, or they have any relationships? So none of the members of that task force themselves are any of the people you just mentioned.
For this respective panel, no member was no individual is a member of the Mental Health Redesign Task Force. However, they do have familiarity with the supported employment model and the direction that the county is moving towards in the utilization of supported employment.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. I apologize.
Other questions?
Supervisor Schmidt, you are finished?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Supervisor Semper, you have additional question?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm familiar with the Milwaukee Mental Health Association. What are their expertise, and how long have they been in existence?
Oh, I wish they were here. They have been a long-time provider for services with the county.
Okay.
Most of their service delivery have been direct clinical services. They hold dual certification for both mental health outpatient and substance abuse outpatient, in addition to a certification for community support program. But also what they do is that they provide services for targeted case management. And they were the applicant that this board had approved to do the expansion of targeted case management to pilot recovery case management. So they were that applicant, and then they were also the applicant that volunteered to administer the protected payee program. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the things that we very much appreciate is the partnership that we have with the Milwaukee Mental Health Associates, and they specialize in a population of individuals in which they provide culturally competent services, as they mostly serve our African American clients that are participating through our programming.
Do they have two locations?
They do.
One on Fond du Lac?
Yeah, Fond du Lac and Capitol, and the other is on 68th and Capitol.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I do have a motion for approval. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, sorry. By Supervisor Stemper. I thought I heard one. If there are no further comments or questions from committee, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stemper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Aye.